This is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority, and welcome to Power to the People, Episode 3. I spent the first two episodes talking about wikis and FOIAs, and how you can use FOIAs to get materials for wiki articles and blog posts. Well, in this episode, I want to talk about blogging and the need for more conservative bloggers. I'm hopeful that in a short amount of time, there will be a conservative, limited government blogger in the roughly 2,000 state senate districts in America. How cool would that be to have a conservative blogger tracking his or her state senator, votes, money sources, etc., to inform the public of what the senator is actually doing, and then also tracking county and local governments as well? Imagine if all 2,000 bloggers in the state senate districts were connected with each other and working toward the same goals of more transparency, better leadership, and limited government. How cool would that be? But I've gotten way ahead of myself. So let me backtrack and start with a few more basic ideas. Have you seen the recent polls as to where people under 30 get their information? Over 80% of them get it from the internet, and I can guarantee you that that trend is only going to continue. So what are you going to do to make sure good information is out on the internet about your state and local government? Now, we've talked about Google Juice of the wikis, and I tell people if you only want one or the other between being a wiki contributor or being a blogger, go be a wiki contributor. But I would love to see people do both, and let me explain. I'm sure many of you listening have noticed the collapse of printed newspapers. That trend will also continue, but here's the thing. The first newspapers to fail have generally been the smaller local newspapers that cover the local events. In my hometown, for example, one of the local papers, the Blue Ridge Leader, just closed shop a few weeks ago, having been around for years. Those type newspapers whose mission it is to cover city council meetings, school board elections, high school football games, and local events are only going to be closing their doors more and more often. Although these events seem minor in comparison to those covered by a major newspaper, most of the time the local newspapers were the only source of important but local information for the residents of small and medium-sized towns. Their absence leaves a large vacuum that a dedicated blogger can fill. What if a conservative blogger decided that he or she would become the next iteration of the news for a local community? By concentrating on what we term hyper-local matters, school board races, city council meetings, and the like, bloggers can quickly fill the needs of town residents. It doesn't take a lot more work than a normal citizen would put in, attending meetings in the evening, paying attention to the gossip at the local Starbucks on Saturday morning, talking to neighbors, friends, PTA members, local teachers, administrators, and city officials, attending football games and aggregating basic information about town happenings into 3 to 5, or more if you want, posts per week. The content should be locally focused, reliably published, and topical. It could even be personal. It's very easy to blog, and you'll be surprised you didn't do it before. Now, I want to make a point here, though. To be a good blogger, you have to be consistent with the information flow. Posting one or two times one day, and then not posting for several weeks, is not going to cut it. A post or two a day is more like it, and I want to point out that a good blog posting is typically 300 to 400 words in length with 3 to 4 hyperlinks. Some of you are thinking, I'm way too busy already, how on earth can I do this? Well, you don't have to. Form a blog posse. Get 4 or 5 like-minded friends and say, we're going to do a project and become the source of news in our local community. Each person is responsible for one day a week, maybe making weekend postings optional, and each day that person responsible for the day will post a couple of times. By the end of the week, you will have had 10 postings for that week, which is a very, very active blog. Some of you are thinking, well, that's great, but how will people know about the blog to justify us spending all that time working on it? Well, here are a couple ideas. Once you become a local blogger, getting noticed is as simple as telling friends and neighbors, and even local clubs, about your blog. The first time you show up at a city council meeting, take the microphone, introduce yourself, and ask an important question and mention you're starting a blog that will be paying attention to what the city council or the school board is doing. You might laugh at that, but it does two things. It signals to the city council or the school board members that someone is now going to be watching and reporting on them. You know who some of your most dedicated readers will become? The board or city council members. There's something very egotistical about human nature. We all love to read about ourselves. So those members will be checking out your blog to see what you're saying about them. Another idea is to send an email to everyone you know and have them pass that link around to your blog to all their friends. Another idea is to go make up some homemade signs and post them in high traffic areas, promoting the site and asking, want to know more about what's going on in town? Go to www.whateveryourblogdomain.com. Or another idea is to take a weekend and go through neighborhoods with a handout and let as many people know about the blog. Now, after I say all of this, don't worry about how high your traffic numbers get at your blog. Local bloggers usually only reach a few hundred people as a rule, and that's in bigger cities. But their influence is felt widely. There are a few who have inspired their local city councils to shape up. In fact, one city council in New Hampshire even dresses better when they know that the bloggers are showing up. And just by reaching out to a few friends and neighbors, the word about your blog will get out. Now, where are you going to start a blog? Well, go to www.blogivis.com. That's blogivist.com. The process of setting up your blog will take 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops. Then start blogging away. I want to give some tips on blogging that I've picked up along the way, and sadly have not implemented half of these. So don't do as I do, but do as I say. That's what my mother always said to me growing up. So here we go. If you have a voice without obsession, what's the point? You want to become a lion of your obsession. You want to become the go-to person for the topic you are obsessed with. Try to get better than 80% of everyone else obsessed with the same topic. Find your obsession that no one else is writing about and blog the heck out of it. Could be your city council. Could be the county commission. Your town. Whatever it is you're obsessed about, blog on it. Are you thinking about someone specific or specific people who you're trying to please as you write your blog? What makes your blog unique? What makes you different from everyone else out there? I heard this tip from John Gruber at daringfireball.com. Don't blog on Star Wars. Blog on the Jawa in Star Wars and blog the heck out of it. That is a way to make yourself unique. Here's another idea. Start a Twitter account and feed that Twitter account into your blog. It's another way to make your blog site more dynamic. Again, be consistent in timing and content. I know I've already mentioned this, but better one post a day than four in one day and no posts for several weeks. There are other opportunities out there if you really get energized about blogging and find that you enjoy it and are good at it. Newsplatoon.com is a one way where you can join up with other conservative bloggers in your state and also nationwide. Now, I've asked Austin James, who is American Majority's Director of New Media Strategies, if he had some ideas about starting a blog, and the ideas below are some that Austin gave me. First of all, think about the idea of collaboration. Perhaps a new blogger could write as a guest poster on a friend's blog. They could specialize in school board updates or council announcements. The whole process becomes a lot more fun when friends, neighbors, bowling league buddies, etc. create something together. Again, it's the whole idea of a blog posse. And plus, it takes a lot off of one's marketing responsibilities if everyone's working together. Another great resource for new bloggers, according to Austin, would be to go to www.copyblogger.com. copyblogger.com. Easy to remember, and it is a treasure trove of knowledge. New bloggers should also start connecting with other bloggers in their area, city, county, state, region, wherever, and then create a blog role on his or her own blog. A blog role is a powerful tool in the online world. New bloggers should be reading what others are writing, sharing and importing links, and always commenting on other people's sites. Growing one's blog network is a proactive process, and new bloggers need to understand that no blog is an island. On slow news days, commenting or building on other blog ideas is a nice filler. Plus, getting other bloggers to check on your site increases the likelihood that they will write about you, link to you, which will increase your site's Google juice, or want to collaborate on a project. Now, if you have questions about blogging or starting a blog, please email Austin at Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, at AmericanMajority.org or info@AmericanMajority.org. And use Austin as a resource. If you want to start a blog, let Austin know about it and look at American Majority as a continued resource and ally. The last thought I want to leave you with today is that blogging is supposed to be fun. It should be something that you enjoy and are passionate about. In my next podcast, I want to talk about Twitter and Facebook and how you can effectively use these social media tools to build coalitions and spread good information.